From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm back. I'm Jasmine Garz, back from Mexico City.
Jasmine has been in Mexico for, it seems like, about 6 months.
It's been 1 month.
Covering the elections for NPR News and also collecting music along the way. We've got a bunch of stuff that we've been collecting while we've been doing guest DJs in our LAMC preview. So this is all new music. And we're starting with something Jasmine brought in.
This is a guy called Miguel off of a new album, Art Dealer Chic. And this is the song Party Life. Just listen to this. Get into it.
Here, Prince.
Yes, oh my God.
This is Dirty Mind Prince.
This is like the B-sides Prince. I'm a huge Prince fan. So Miguel is this half Mexican, half African American Angelino. And he started off as a dancer. We talk a lot about how if you start off as a dancer, how that affects your perspective on music versus if you start off just, you know, with an instrument. And I mean, obviously this is dance music. It's just good old R&B, funk, sweaty sex music. Can I say that on the air? I'm back. Did you miss me?
I'll make sure my kids aren't listening to this one.
What do you have next? What could you possibly follow that with?
One of your tracks.
Oh, yes. Awesome. This is Mequetrefe, and this is a track called La Niña.
Thank you.
did my best to come up with a dance track when you were in Mexico, and I thought that was pretty slamming. But right off the bat, you come back and with two killer dance tracks.
Can you tell that I just got back from a very frantic Latin American city?
I think so, man.
Megatref is from Brooklyn, and here the vocals, which I think sound a lot like Madonna, actually. They're by Priscila from the band that I love, Quiero Club, from Mexico. And the sample that you're hearing, Se compra colchones, refrigeradores, fierros viejos, is these dudes that just go through the streets of Mexico City and really all Latin American cities and are like, you know, we'll buy your old fridges, we'll buy your old mattresses, we'll buy your old, how do you say fierros? Your old iron stuff?
Right.
The feeling of this track is as frantic and noisy and exciting as Mexico City and as Latin America.
People in the streets, they all have songs.
Yeah, I think after you repeat something
over and over,
it starts having a musicality, like whether you're selling pots and pans or whether you're asking to buy old refrigerators.
And you played a track like that before with Afilador, remember?
Right, the knife
sharpener. The knife sharpeners,
we did that. Who I saw many of in Mexico City.
And that's what this reminded me of, hearing that. But again, this also sounds very Madonna.
It does.
Oh my gosh.
Like when she got into that techno phase.
Oh yeah, man, this is exactly like it.
Just wait, she'll steal it in a few years.
Steal it back. Madonna will steal it back.
Stop. Everyone steals from each other.
Okay, next I have a song from the band Ojos de Brujo. They're from Spain. They rework flamenco with a modern touch, kind of hip-hop, electronica, dance stuff.
I think you've brought them before.
Yeah, we've played them on the past. They haven't had an album out in a long time, but what they've released is a collection of songs that have been remixed. It's called Ojos de Brujo Reworked. And I brought a track called Nueva Vida. And it reminded me of a song I played earlier and a comment that you had about it. I'll play the track and then I'll explain what I mean in a second.
Uh-oh.
You know what, 14, 15 tracks on this album, and they're all remixed, they're reworked. They're starting off doing something with flamenco to begin with. And then when you add something on top of that, there's another layer of reworking on top of that, or remixing, which made it sound very, very complex to me. I played this track specifically because there's a trumpet part in here. And I want you to listen to the trumpet part just for a second. Thank you. come back, we played a song.
Okay, wait. Now you're going to throw it in my face.
I just want to explain because, you know, I think it's just...
Because you know I don't like this.
Oh, yeah, I know you don't like it. And a while back, I played a track from a band called, I think it was Caramelo. And it was the same thing. And they had a trumpet. And you said it sounded...
I have nothing against trumpets.
No. But it was something that it struck you as being, I think you said smooth jazz or something like that. And it made me think that it's all a matter of context. Because for me, what attracts me to this is the combination of Spanish music. It starts with Miles Davis, and it's from an album that he did in 1959 with Gil Evans, this arranger, and they did an album called Sketches of Spain. And here's a little bit of that album, so you see where the trumpet and the Spanish music come from. So it's a very famous record, and it's a very famous example of Spanish music coupled with this unbelievably lyrically prolific trumpet player, Miles Davis. And it also reminded me of, okay, so fast forward another, I don't know, 30 years, 40 years. There was an album out about 5 years ago by a trumpet player named Jerry Gonzalez, who's from New York. He plays congas and trumpet. And he moved to Spain, and he fell in with all these flamenco guys. And they had a jam session, they recorded it, and it turned out to be a really great record. And again, it's a combination of Spanish music and trumpet. And this is a track called Gitanos de la Cava. All that to say that there's lineage of why this song appeals to me. And it has a deep, deep historical context. Both albums, The Sketches of Spain and Piratas de Flamenco, are just unbelievably... Even you would like them.
Dude, wait, hold on. I love Sketches of Spain. I love Miles Davis. But the track that you played by Miles Davis, it sounds dirtier and rougher and rawer. And I think that's what... jazz is supposed to be, and flamenco. I'm a huge flamenco fan. My grandfather is from Spain. He listened to flamenco. I love flamenco. But the flamenco that I love the most is like Lola y Manuel. They're like singing, and it's dirty, and it's raw, and it sounds like they're wounded. Because that's what flamenco is. It's a wound, and wounds are messy, and they're gross, and they're passionate and beautiful, and it's not supposed to sound like it's echoing in an elevator.
So the other one's too polished.
It's too polished. Safe. It's too disinfected. I don't want to listen to a disinfected wound. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I still like it. I think what those guys do is creative and. 10 years ago, at the time, it was new and it was exciting. And I still like it. I like what they do. And, you know, I don't think that all jazz has to sound rough and dirty.
I guess when I listen to Miles, I smell like cigarette smoke and like a dim club, and it just feels like sweaty and beautiful. And when I hear this, I just feel like I'm in an elevator.
You know what's interesting is that I never think that, because if when I do, I think, man, can you imagine playing in a place like that and you go home, you smell like smoke and then smell other people's sweat. You know, from the bandstand...
You take a shower.
From the bandstand, nobody wants to play in a smoky, sweaty club. And that's always an aversion of mine. But anyway, I guess we'll agree to disagree on this one.
We'll agree to disagree.
And Next up, I have a song that has been described as a post-punk take on Tropicália. This is the track Desecha, and the group is from Colombia. It's called Las Malas Amistades.
Preguntas que cómo me siento y no siento nada, estoy muerta por dentro. Dices que estas cosas pasan, que no hay villanos, que no hay culpables. Crees que porque estoy caminando, por ahí no pasa nada. Crees que porque estoy caminando, por ahí estoy muy bien, muy bien, muy bien. Todos los que me conocen no me reconocen, dicen que soy otra. ¿Será porque tú me has dejado el corazón roto, deshecha por dentro? ¿Crees que porque rimo una palabra con la otra estoy muy bien? ¿Crees que porque rimo una palabra con la otra estoy muy bien? Muy bien, muy bien. Dices que como tengo sombra no me falta nada, no me siento sola. Pero mi sombra está triste, vestida de negro, porque alguien ha muerto. ¿Crees que porque estoy caminando, por ahí no pasa nada? ¿Crees que porque estoy caminando, por ahí estoy muy bien? Muy bien, muy bien.
It's just fascinating that you love like something like that more smooth jazz stuff you brought, but then this is something that I can totally get on board with. That's what I'm talking about, raw vocals. And I love the lyrics to this song. She's talking about being very seriously depressed after a breakup. She's saying, "You think because I'm walking, I'm okay." In her voice, it sounds genuine. It doesn't sound like she's in a studio living the glamorous life talking about some scripted tragedy. She's really in a bad place, and I appreciate that genuine flavor.
The producers of the album describe this as 28 examples of saudade.
Oh, I love it. I love saudade.
Explain.
We've talked about it on the show before. Saudade is a concept that is pretty unique to Portuguese and Galician culture. There's all these lists of words that are very difficult to translate conceptually. And saudade is one of them. And, you know, there's so many definitions. I'm just going to throw a few out. One of them is the pleasure of reminiscing about something you will never have again. Like that masochistic pleasure. I've also seen a definition I like a lot, which is an evil that you enjoy and a good that you suffer, which I could use to describe so many people.
And let me read you a couple of other lyrics from this, because this album, there are 28 songs and they're all very short. That's why we heard that song in its entirety. There's a lyric she translated. I mean, I started reading some of the lyrics and I just got bummed out. Your bad luck following me around like black cats and ladders. I don't know how to shake you off. You call at the strangest times you want to mess around. It would be nice if I loved you, but it's too late and spring is over. Next time I see you, I'll start running, but not in your direction.
Sounds about right.
I mean, the whole album is like that. This is an album that NPR Music's Otis Hart turned me on to.
Nice.
And he slipped this on my desk. And it's all acoustic. It's all vocal songs, a couple instrumentals. But it was recorded over 4 years in this house in Bogota, in a very busy part of the city, in this house where they would take refuge from whatever they were living through. and then go in and then make this album. It's unlike anything else we played in the show today, but something about it really struck with me, the whole feeling, the concept of saudade.
Yeah, and I love that concept of going somewhere to kind of experience your melancholy or your saudade. I mean, I just got back from a month of traveling throughout the Caribbean and Latin America, and there's something very true about being able to transport yourself physically to another place, but that physical movement is accompanied by an emotional movement, you know, and you're going to sweat out your saudade or your melancholy or your love sickness or your mourning, maybe. You're going to sweat it out in another place and then come back. And that's what it sounds like this album is all about. Next up, I have a band from a place that probably causes you a lot of saudade. Sacramento, California. This is World Hood doing Mi Pueblo, or My People. Our producer, Mike Katzev, points out very correctly, it does sound a lot like the band The Knife.
I don't even know the band, so...
Well, it sounds like this. They're from Sweden, and they're like a dance electronica outfit. NPR's The Knife. NPR's Lars Gotrich, actually, on a road trip, played The Knife, and I just fell in love with that band. Yeah.
This is World Hood from Sacramento, California. My homeboys from The Soul Collective. S-O-L, Soul Collective.
Describe themselves as Afro-Latin dubstep meets West Coast bass. And you can kind of see exactly what they're talking about on this track.
Very talented. And you know what they also do is they have a community center. It's a cultural arts and cultural center. And they've just already so far, in this first part of the year, they've won recognition from the mayor's office and from the state of California for their contribution to the community because they teach music, they teach arts and culture. So in addition to being very prolific musicians, they're these great community activists and artists, the committed to the community. I ran into them in South by Southwest in Austin and hung out because they presented a series of shows there. And they're all very nice people, man. Estella and her group, they're all just very good people. Buena onda.
I can draw a link between the Mequetrefe, you know, that really frantic track we played at near the beginning of the show, and this. When I was in Mexico City, I was sleeping like 3 hours a day. I was getting up at maybe 7 in the morning and going to bed, you know, at dawn, because we were so busy covering the elections and traveling through the country. And Mequetrefe to me sounds like Mexico City in the morning, rush hour. Things are starting to heat up and getting frantic, and then lunchtime and the sun is burning. And then this is like dusk. It's full of bass and it's heavy and it's beautiful and it's still really congested, but it's starting to cool down. I want to end off the show on a surprise I got in the mail. I got back into Washington, D.C., into the U.S., and I had this little envelope on my desk. It was a band called Onda Tropica from Colombia. And this is the song Suena. It features Ana Tijoux, one of my favorite rappers in Espanol and in any language.
Suena, suena, suena. Onda Tropica. Caminar por los senderos, compartir con los parceros. Las tambores, los tambores, todo suena en el salero. La sazón que se cocina con gata y con harina. Fuego lento, niña, tranquila, ya con la pila. No corra que se viene la cumbia que se estremece. Suena,
suena, suena, suena.
De la música fresca, cumbia colombiana, se baila hasta que amanezca. No ponga esa cara, no te quedes ya parada. Solo goza de este ritmo que se baila de entrada. Y deja a tu pareja que lleve hasta la parada. Siente todo el ritmo distinto en el recinto. Deja la timidez y completa este pasito. Saca tu talento que llegó este momento. Donde todo se trata de sacar el sentimiento. De América Latina latiendo en este momento. Suena,
suena, suena, suena.
Vamos a compartir donde haya gente hermosa, orgullosa de su tierra, su historia, su manera, que teje su cultura, su música verdadera. Vamos a cantar porque el alma es sonidera. La música te sana, la música te habla. La música es la joya de un país y de un mañana. Por eso todos juntos vamos en candela. Venezuela hasta Chile, Colombia toda entera. Desde Japón a Cracovia, la planeta entera. Suena. Somos ovnis del sabor, onda trópica con Quantic. Perú, Bolivia, Colombia, Panamá, Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, Brasil, México. Sue, sue, sue. Y frente cumbiero, por supuesto, caballero. Ahí en primera fila, comandante del sabor.
Okay, now is this the album that it was recorded by an English producer?
Yes.
Who lives in Bogota?
Mm-hmm.
And these are all old-time veteran cumbia musicians.
Yes. So obviously rapping, it's Ana Tijoux. She has a very distinct voice. It's Colombian musician Mario Galeano and English producer Will Holland, aka Quantic. And it's a project that is supported by the British Council, and because it's aimed to explore, there's a lot of British expats in Colombia, mm-hmm. which we met when we were there recently, and it aims to explore the tropical sounds of Colombia, the new stuff in Colombia, and the sounds of London, like the electronica sounds of London.
Sure.
I think it's lovely, and it was a great surprise, kind of like a housewarming present when I got back from a month's travel.
You beat me to the punch because I was going to play a track from this album. It's a double album, and it's all very, very exciting and a lot of fun. We want to remind our listeners that you can hear each one of the tracks. And I liked all of the tracks. I know you didn't like one, but you can hear
all of the... We had a great musical selection this week.
On our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
And on Alt Latino Radio, the 24/7 stream at npr.org. My name is Felix Contreras.
And my name is Jasmine Garz.
And this has been...
Alt Latino.
Welcome back,
Jasmine. Órale.